goodness. That's wonderful coverage. I've got to do this again, although frankly I'm getting a little bit tired of doing it. This is a song that modestly I wrote. Well, I didn't write it modestly, but I talk about it modestly. And it's about the Hurricane Donna in 1960, and a lot of you Floridian types know how it ripped through the Keys and up the West Coast and across the state and back out into the Atlantic. And this pretty well follows the trajectory of the storm, and the song is simply called Donna. In the year of 1960, on September 8th it came. 'Twas the warning from Miami of a mighty hurricane. She had plowed through Puerto Rico, leaving ruins in her wake, and they couldn't be quite certain of the course that she might take. On the 9th it started looking like the Keys would get a blow, and the people got to thinking of a place where they could go. Many went up to Dade County, others fled to Lauderdale, just a few remained in Marathon to face the howling gale. Just before the stroke of midnight, screaming winds began to blow, and the last remaining wind gauge clocked the speed at 160. But that hurricane pushed onward, and by morning's early light, Monroe County was a shambles, little Marco was in sight. She struck hard at Collier County and Fort Myers on her way, and the storm flag started flying even north of Tampa Bay. Punta Gorda was the next place that began to feel her wrath, and then Sarasota County lay directly in her path. Manatee and Orange County were hit hard as she swung east, and she headed for Daytona like a wild and snarling beast. She went back in the Atlantic, headed north for Caroline, and on Sunday the 11th, God's bright sun began to shine. When they counted up the damage, it came to a fearful toll, but Floridians in general have a pioneering soul. We have built this state to greatness, and we've not a mind to roam. We'll be damned if any hurricane can drive us from our home. Thank you. By popular request, and because the program has run a little bit faster than they expected, I have to do another one. I'm what Cousin Thelma calls the filler, you know. I'm going to do a song also that I did yesterday because of the contrast with Hurricane Donna. This is a very early American folk song. As a matter of fact, it's so early that it occurred before it was really America. It dates back to 1761, and it's called Springfield Mountain. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a likely youth I knew full well. Lieutenant Myrick's only son, a likely lad of 21. One early morning this lad did go down to the meadow the hay to mow. He scarce had mowed twice round the field when a poison serpent bit his heel. Soon as he felt this mortal wound, he threw his scythe upon the ground. Straightway for home was his intent, crying aloud still as he went. The neighbors round his voice did hear, but none to him did thus appear. Again for workmen he did call, but 'twas alone this lad did fall. His careful father, as he went, seeking his son was his intent. And soon his only son he found, cold as a stone upon the ground. In 1761, 'twas this sad accident was done. Let it be warning unto all to be prepared when God doth call.
Thank you.
How many of you have seen a water witcher? Well, we've got a real honest, sure enough one right here. Lonnie? All right. Show them your rod and tell them what it is and what you propose to do.
This is a little branch off from the tree like those water oaks out there. There's a few water oaks scattered about. Some of you knows what they are and some don't. But this is just a little forked branch from a limb from a water oak. And when you hold it right, there's a certain way you have to hold it. And when you hold it right and pass over a stream of water, it'll turn down. So you have to hold the thing in your hand this way. And when you go over the stream of water, it'll turn down. Now, if all of you watch me, I'll show you where there's a good stream at.
All right, he's coming back this way now, so you can see. And yesterday in our audience, we had a lady who told us that her son is president of the American Water Witching Society, the Water Divining Society. And it is affiliated with the International Water Witching Society. Lonnie, with his divining rod, water oak, branched stick, located the three wells of water that we have here in the park. So it's so. And if you want to learn how to do it, he'll be glad to show you. When that stick goes down, it twists the bark. The bark twists and breaks. And his hands don't do it. You can either do it or you can't do it. Folk singing belongs to the family. And we have a delightful folk singing family from Jacksonville, the J. Smiths. Here they are to charm us.
get everybody in, we're going to do about 1.5 songs right now.
How can I marry you? No hat to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran, down in the market square. There she bought a hat for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No coat to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran, down in the market square. There she bought a coat for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No pants to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran, down to the market square. There she bought some pants for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No shoes to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran, down the market square. There she bought some shoes for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? With a wife and 10 children at home. There was a man lived in the moon, lived in the moon, lived in the moon. There was a man lived in the moon, and his name was Aching Drum.
And he played upon a lyre, oh, a lyre, oh, a lyre. Played upon a lyre.
Squinchy, his head was made of squinchy, and name was
Aching
Drum.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played upon a ladle, his name was Aching Drum.
His coat was made of gunny sacks, gunny sacks, gunny sacks. His coat was made of gunny sacks, and his name was Aching Drum.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played upon a ladle, and his name was Aching Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played upon a ladle, and his name was
Shoes were made of saddlebags, saddlebags, saddlebags. Shoes were made of saddlebags, his name was Aching Drum.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played upon a ladle, his name was Aching Drum.
Now, we couldn't have a folk festival without our Georgia neighbors. And from just over the Georgia line in Thomas County come the Ocklockney boys and girls to dance to the tune of Camptown Races. I believe they're going to dance it and sing it.
Make it hard, and you are at home. Let's go out to the couple of night, do-da, Take that girl, go on to the next. Do-da, do-da. Leave that girl, go home alone. Oh, do-da-day. Bobby sits and bang. She's a messy girl. Make the notch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Bobby sits and bang. She's a messy girl. Make an arch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Six and nine. She's a dusty girl. Make an arch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Six and nine. She's a dusty girl. Make an arch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Next couple arch and a couple of high. Do-da, do-da. Leave that girl, go home on it. So do-da day. Take that girl, go home on it. Do-da, do-da. Leave that girl, go home along. Oh, do-da day. Ball six and nine. She's a messy girl. Make it arch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Ball six and nine. She's a messy girl. Make it arch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Ball six and nine. She's a nasty dove. Make an arch and make it high. Left hand lady below. Six and nine. She's a nasty dove. Make an arch and make it high. Now you are at home. Get the left and the top on the right. Do-da, do-da. Leave that girl, go on to the next. Do-da day. Take that girl, go on to the next. Do-da, do-da. Leave that girl, go home alone. Oh, do-da day.
Cousin Nina Walter playing the zither from Jacksonville. Cousin Het Beedner from Orange Park to play a very special number. And I'm going to ask Cousin Nina to tell you a little bit about it.
Thank you. This is an original ballad written about the Huguenot colony, which was came to a bad end when it settled near Jacksonville in 1562. The ballad was written by Cousin Ruth, who will sing it. She wrote the words. Cousin Hit, Mrs. Beadnell, wrote the music, and I came along for the ride. I'm going to play the zither. I thought you might like to know about the zither. It's an ancient instrument which is mentioned in the Bible. The daughter of King Jephthah played the zither, and it has been known through hundreds and thousands of years in various countries. It's a folk instrument, and it was renewed in popularity in our country when the movie The Third Man came out. That's when I became interested in it. It's an easy instrument to play. That's another reason why I became interested in it. And a Cousin Hit will tell you about the recorder.
The recorder is a medieval instrument. It was played as early as the 14th century. And these people who played all these complicated contrapuntal things like Bach and the people before and Palestrina and people of that sort, the composers, used the recorder. And in the days of Queen Elizabeth, they used to have recorder quartets. and recorder octets, which played very complicated and intricate music. It's a flute-like instrument. It's made of pear wood, and this is a modern recorder made in Germany, and I'm told that the people that make these recorders go out and knock on the trees to see which one is the most sound, you know, the most soundified. I don't know what, kind of, what word, but the one that makes the most, has the most, I can't think of that word, resilience, whatever it is. And then they use though that one for the recorders. They come in four keys. This is the soprano. There's a higher one and two lower ones. It has a range of two octaves. I can play one octave. I'm real proud of that. And I'm just the obbligato. And I also wanted to say that Cousin Ruth and I want to give this song to the, for the archives of the Stephen Foster Memorial Park. And if any of you like it well enough, we'd be very proud to have you copy it and sing it.
Arching halls, the whispered stir. my curly hair is stiff and harsh with the alty mist from fevered marsh. My mirrored face fills me with dread. Will all my beauty soon be fled? Ah, yes, my love, I'd follow thee again across the cruel sea. Thy tender word, thy loving glance are dearer far than all of France, than all of France. I shake with fear when darkness comes to hear the beat of pagan drums, the lurking panther's eerie screams step through.
We will indeed be honored to have the original copy of that true folk song. You see, it's a true folk song because it had so many verses. All ballads have lots of verses. Thank you so much for singing it so beautifully and for the beautiful accompaniment. And now daylight's a-burning. The sun's overhead. It's almost time to spread our dinner on the grounds. And my, there's some mighty good smells from over there. I hope you'll go over there and buy out all those people who've been cooking since long before day to titillate your palates. Before we end the morning program, I want to speak to Henry Graham. Don't you want to hear him do some more animal calls? I want to try to work him in this afternoon or this evening. Mr. Bob Miller, will you please meet your relations at the west entrance to the bleachers? I reckon it's this little, no, it must be over there. That must be west, right over there in that little place. Please do that. Now, to end the morning program are our young international dancers representing the city of Tampa, the Pomacea Peewees. They will do a German waltz. Their leader, Major Carter, says, German flat-footed waltz, the Bavarian Landler, and a Spanish dance, Caballito Blanco, meaning the white horse. Aren't they lovely? Give them a great big hand.